Detroit Mayor Dave Bing will give a speech this evening about the city's finances. Now, this comes as a new report outlines the extent to which the city is facing a financial crisis. Jack, what should we expect to hear from Mayor Bing tonight?
Well, grim news, Christina. There's been all sorts of speculation that he wants to privatize perhaps the bus system and privatize other things and seek sweeping support for making sort of massive cuts. He really has very little choice. It's going to be very hard, I think, to see how the city in the medium to short run avoids having an emergency manager, but they're going to try to do that.
Well, earlier this month, Bing said that if Governor Snyder asked him, he would consider being the city's financial manager if the city needs one. Are we really at the point where a financial manager for Detroit is possible?
We're not at the point yet, Christina. A number of things has to happen. There's a number of triggers, and the governor has to make a finding. They're much closer to that in Flint, obviously, but a lot of people think that that may be inevitable, and it's just sort of a matter of months before that would happen. The question is, would it be Mayor Bing?
Well, would it be, or would it be somebody else?
My guess is that Mayor Bing would like to do that, and I think it would not happen. I think it would be a bad precedent. For one thing, he said he wanted to run for re-election. If you make the mayor an emergency manager, it's sort of tantamount to making him a dictator, Christina. It means he can do whatever he wants without having recourse to the council, which, in the case of democracy, is probably not a good idea, and it's probably charged with other political problems. So the likelihood is that the governor would name somebody else.
Okay, let's talk about Lansing now. Democratic lawmakers have outlined a plan that they say would help small businesses grow, and they say the plan would get more unemployed people hired. What's in this plan?
Well, Christine, it's being presented as a plan to help small businesses grow, as you said, and it would free up some money. It would allow banks and credit unions to pool their finances, invest in things, and give small businesses a tax credit for hiring veterans, other long-term unemployed people. And it may make sense, and it sounds pretty good, but it's, in a sense, political posturing and isn't going to happen.
Okay, so it's not realistic that this is going to get passed.
If this was a realistic plan, it would be a bipartisan plan. It would have Democratic sponsors and Republican sponsors. There is no way that anything is going to get passed. It is purely a Democratic plan. Republicans have large majorities in both houses of the legislature. Now, they're somewhat leery of this approach or say they don't like this approach. They say the state shouldn't single out specific businesses, although I'm not quite sure this does that. It singles out small business. But the problem is that they don't want to give the Democrats credit for it. The Democrats plainly are looking for an issue or more than one issue to run on next year, and this is probably it.
And finally, Republicans in the State House don't appear to be in a hurry to vote on the creation of a Michigan health exchange. This health care pool is something that's mandated by the federal government under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Now, some Republicans voted for this in the Senate. Why is it getting stuck in the House?
Well, it's simple, Christina. In the meantime, the United States Supreme Court has sort of dramatically said they're going to take this case on an expedited basis and rule on the constitutionality of President Obama's health care plan by next June. So with that happening, I think everybody in the House wants to take a sort of a wait-and-see attitude to what's going to happen there. Now, in the Senate, they realize they're under some kind of mandate to do this, but there's a big split. All the Democrats supported it. They're less than a third of the Senate. Republicans voted exactly in half. Half of them said this was the lesser of two evils. They should take this plan rather than have one imposed on them from Washington. The other 12 Republicans opposed it. They said to support this plan was to get into bed with Obamacare, as they call the president's health plan, and now the pressure's off. So people are just going to wait and see in the House, and it'll be interesting to see how all this develops.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.